I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan is calm, at least for now, following a couple of weeks of violent protests. It was reportedly the worst unrest in the country for years. 700 people have been arrested and dozens of protesters were injured when national security forces had to step in. Jed Hamoud of Kids Alive International says,
our top priority is really the safety of our children and the safety of our staff in situations like this. That the rioters, demonstrators, do not intrude on the property and put the children at harm.
Next, a new Christian is showing strength in the face of persecution. Global Advance reports that Pastor Ibrahim in Central Asia started praying out loud for his Muslim friends while they were stoning him for his newfound faith. By God's grace, his tormentors ran off before they could deliver the killing blow. Similar stories are happening every day, usually with sad endings. To support and encourage the Christians who are facing danger, you can go to our website and pray for those Christians who are on the front lines. And at least 4 million people in North America are of Arab descent. Soon, they'll have their own TV channel thanks to Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's Rex Rogers.
It will be in the Arabic language, and it will blanket all of the United States and Canada. We hope to use a lot of the programming that we're already using on Sat7 Arabic and also Sat7 Kids in the Middle East and North Africa.
He says Arab Christian programming in North America has been a long time in coming. Sat7 North America launches November 3rd. Funding and prayer are their biggest needs. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.